哈利路亚，愿主耶稣的恩惠、平安、喜乐时常与我们各位亲爱的长辈还有弟兄姐妹们同在。
Hallelujah, may the grace, peace, and love of our Lord Jesus be with everyone here.
上个礼拜我们温哥华教会的读经进度读完了《使徒行传》。
So last week for our Bible reading plan, we have just finished reading the Book of Acts.
从《使徒行传》的学习当中，我们看到了圣灵如何建立以及带领当时候的教会。
So from the book of Acts, we learn how the Holy Spirit established and guided the church at the time.
在这幕后的日子，圣灵又再次的降临，建立了教会。
And in these end days, the Holy Spirit has once again descended and established our church.
圣灵当时如何带领教会，今天也要带领教会，也要如何带领教会。
So how the Holy Spirit guided the apostolic church, it will also guide our church today.
所以我们今天来体会、来学习使徒们他们是如何配合圣灵的带领。
So we will learn about how the disciples listened to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们请看《使徒行传》的第一章。
Let us all turn to the Book of Acts, chapter 1.
在第一章的第我们看第六节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 6.
他们聚集的时候问耶稣说，主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？
6. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?
这个时候主耶稣他已经受难，然后第三天复活向他们显现。
So at this time, our Lord Jesus had already suffered, resurrected, and reappeared to his disciples.
跟他们讲解说，原来圣经里面，旧约圣经里面所记载的预言的基督，他就是要这样子受害，而且要复活。
And he revealed to them that the Messiah that the Old Testament was talking about was Christ, and that he had to go through all the suffering and be resurrected.
现在主耶稣复活了，他们很喜乐。
And now that Jesus was resurrected, they are very joyful.
但是他们对基督、对耶稣还是有这样子的一个期待。
But the disciples still had this expectation towards Jesus.
因为当时候他们还在罗马的政权的统治之下。
Because they were still under the authority of the Romans.
所以他们趁机问耶稣。期待说，主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这个时候吗？
So they took the chance to ask Jesus whether or not he will restore the kingdom to Israel.
你连死都克服了那个罗马帝国，应该你也可以帮助我们来得到自由才是啊。
Since you have already overcome death, you should be able to help us regain our freedom.
是主耶稣。他来到世上就不是要复兴以色列国的。
For our Lord Jesus did not come to this world to restore Israel.
一直到门徒们他得到圣灵之后。
Until the disciples received the Holy Spirit.
他们明白了。
They were able to understand.
圣灵来，耶稣来，不是要建立以色列国。
The coming of the Holy Spirit and of Jesus is not to restore the kingdom of Israel.
是要建立神的教会。
But to establish God's church.
以色列国只是给以色列人用的。
The kingdom of Israel only belongs to the Israelites.
看顾以色列人，保护以色列人。
It's able to watch over and protect the Israelites.
但是神的教会却是给地上万族的人。
But God's church is for everyone on the earth.
不论是以色列人或者是希利尼人，都能够奉耶稣的名受洗归入到同一个教会。
It doesn't matter whether or not they are Israelites or Gentiles, they are all able to be baptized into God's church.
男女老少贵贱都是受洗成为一个身体，耶稣基督的身体就是教会。
Whether or not they're male or female, young or old, rich or poor, they can all be baptized into God's church.
所以在门徒他们得到圣灵之后，
So after the disciples received the Holy Spirit,
得到圣灵的启示，
They were able to receive the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
他们就明白了圣经里面的真理。
They were able to understand the truth in the Bible.
所以他就告诉人说，这个得救的应许不只是给你们，就是当时候在耶路撒冷的人，甚至是在远方一切神所要召的人。
So they told the people at the time that the promise was not only given to the people at the time, but to everyone that God wanted to save.
从那天开始，教会就借着圣灵建立了起来。
And from that day on, the church was established by the Holy Spirit.
他们的心不再于复兴，再去想说要复兴地上的以色列国。
Their heart was no longer thinking of restoring the kingdom of Israel.
而是只是想着怎么样能够把 耶稣基督的福音传开,
but how they were able to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
使人得救的真道传开,
the truth that is able to, that is able to save men.
让更多的人来认识耶稣就是基督就是救主。
For more people to know Jesus as the Savior.
所以他们很努力地传。
So they were very fervently preaching.
那在这过程当中也受到了一些阻挡。
And throughout this process, they faced some persecution.
比如说当时候的公会、当时候的祭司长、文士就把他们抓过来，甚至恐吓他们不可奉耶稣的名传道。
For example, the chief priests at the time captured them and said that they shouldn't be preaching Jesus' name.
好，我们看《使徒行传》的第四章。
Let us all turn to Acts chapter 4.
18节。
Verse 18.
于是叫了他们来，禁止他们。
18, so they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus.
好，那他们被这样子的恐吓，被这样子的命令，福音受到了一个逼迫。
They were threatened and commanded and they were persecuted.
那他们两个被释放之后，他们回到教会就跟会友，跟教会的同龄。 来报告这个官长所说的。
So after they were released, they went back to the other believers and told them about what was commanded.
那我们看第31节。
Let us now read verse 31.
祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
31, and when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness.
其实当时候他们在福音的事工上问到问题，怎么办？
So at the time when they faced challenges in preaching, what would they do?
首先大家讨论，一起来面对这个问题。
First, they would discuss together and face it together.
第二，大家一起跪下来。
And second, they would all pray.
不管遇到什么问题，就是跪下来，圣灵带领、感动，他们就能够放胆、勇敢的。这里甚至聚会的地方震动，代表说圣灵跟他们大大同在的一个
sign，
就是说一个景象。
No matter what they face, as long as they prayed and allowed the Holy Spirit to guide them, they would be able to. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, and it says here that. The place where they were assembled was shaken, and that represents how the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以今天也是这样子，我们在传福音的过程当中遇到了一些困难，遇到了一些阻挡，遇到了一些不知道要怎么去突破的事情的时候，一，大家讨论；二，大家一起跪下来。
And for us today, when we face challenges in the gospel, we should first discuss together and pray together.
那圣灵当时候带领他们，现在一定要继续带领我们。
And at the time, the Holy Spirit guided them, so it will guide us today as well.
好，那我们主要来继续看到，我们看到这个《使徒行传》的第十三章。
And continuing to Acts chapter 13.
十三章这里开始就是圣灵差派保罗去传福音。
Here the Holy Spirit appointed Paul to preach.
我们看第十三章的第二节。
Chapter 13, verse 2.
他们侍奉主禁食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我召他们所做的工。
As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work for which I have called them.
第三节。
Three.
于是禁食祷告，按手在他们头上，就打发他们去了。
Then having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away.
所以在这时候，在安提阿的教会差派了巴拿巴以及保罗，在这边他的名字也叫扫罗，去出去宣道。
So here the church of Antioch sent Barnabas and Saul, who is also Paul, to preach.
按手在他们头上，差派他们出去。
And they laid hands on them and sent them away.
但是在这里的记载很清楚，我们知道说这不只是人的差派，更是圣灵的的差派。
But it was recorded here that this was not the appointment of men, but of the Holy Spirit.
所以在第四节第一句就说，他们既被圣灵差遣。
And in verse 4 it says, so being sent out by the Holy Spirit.
所以其实今天我们去传福音的工作也是被神差派的，被圣灵差派的。
So our work of preaching the gospel today is also appointed by God.
不只是因为教会有安排了这个福音茶会，或者是灵恩布道会有了这个传单希望你能够把它传出去。
It is not just the arrangement of the church and with the flyers for Gospel Tea Fellowship or ESSC.
这更是主耶稣给我们每一个人的使命，去传扬福音。
This is the mission given to every one of us by our Lord Jesus.
从我们每一个人能够做的。
And from what we can all do individually.
比如有些人去宣道，有些人去发传单，有些人做接待的工作。
Some people can go preach, and some people can hand out flyers, and some people can usher.
所以保罗跟巴拿巴他们出去的时候，就有这个马可称呼约翰的马可就陪伴他们来服侍他们，做他们的帮手。
So when Barnabas and Paul were sent out to preach, there was a Mark that was there to help them.
那在福音的路程当中，第一次的宣道旅程，他们就来到了加拉太的传的。把福音传到了加拉太这个地方，加拉太的各教会。
And in their first missionary journey, they went to a place called Galatia.
那在这个地方，其实他们不管到哪里去，他们就先找到会堂。
And no matter where they went, they first looked for a
synagogue.
A synagogue.
那他们找到会堂的时候，他们就在安息日到里面去跟人见证基督。
And on the Sabbath day, they would enter the synagogue and testify of Jesus to everyone.
这些犹太人，甚至是一些归顺犹太教的希腊人，他们都是在这些会堂来学习旧约圣经的话语。
And all the Jews and Greeks were there to learn about the Bible.
那他们就到那边去告诉他们说，你们在等的弥赛亚已经来了。
And they went and told them that the Messiah you are waiting for has already come.
弥赛亚就是基督，他就是耶稣。
Messiah, which is the Christ, is Jesus.
那按照圣经里面的预言，本来这个弥赛亚，这个基督就是要受害，而且要复活的。
And according to the prophecies of the Old Testament, this Messiah had to suffer and be resurrected.
那我们来看这个使徒行传的第十三章。
And let us look at Acts chapter 13.
使徒行传的第十三章，从第十三节第十四节开始就可以看到说，他们就在安息日就去了会堂。
And beginning in verse 14, we can see that they went to the synagogue on Sabbath day.
那这一段就是在他在解释说，原来耶稣基督就是要受害，然后复活，那正是应验在了耶稣的身上。
And this passage was explaining how Jesus fulfilled the prophecy that he had to suffer and resurrect.
那在第四十二节的时候，他们出去的时候，众人就请他们下个安息日再讲这话给他们听。
And in verse 42 it says, so when the Jews went out of the synagogue, the Gentiles begged that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath.
四十四节我们看一下。
And verse 44.
到下安息日，合城的人几乎都来聚集，要听神的道。
On the next Sabbath, almost the whole city came together to hear the word of God.
四十五节。
45.
但犹太人看见人这样多，就满心嫉妒，应驳保罗所说的话，并且毁谤。
But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and contradicting and blaspheming. They opposed the things spoken by Paul.
好，在这边看到说，其实保罗他们一开始去传福音的时候，当一个人真的去认真听，他会发现保罗所说的实在是对的。
Here it says when Paul was first preaching, if someone was listening intently, then they will realize that what he was saying was right.
是吸引人的，因为它是真理。
And it would attract people because it was the truth.
他们希望要再多听神的道。
And they wanted to hear more of the word of God.
但是在这里看到说，当犹太人看到说好多的人要来听保罗来讲圣经的时候，他们满心嫉妒起来。
But when the Jews saw that so many people wanted to hear the word of God, they were filled with envy.
从这个时候开始毁谤这个道理，甚至硬驳保罗所说的话。虽然保罗说的有道理，但是他们就是故意唱反调。
From that time on, they kept contradicting and opposed everything that Paul was saying, even though it was right.
所以保罗他们到以哥念到路斯德，总是遇到了很，接下来就遇到了一些犹太人的阻挡。
So when Paul next went to Iconium and Lystra, they were persecuted by many people.
他们就是要向人见证耶稣就是基督。
Because they wanted to testify that Jesus was Christ.
但是犹太人他们不愿意接受耶稣就是基督。
But the Jews were not willing to accept that Jesus was Christ.
那今天其实我们要见证什么呢？
And today, what do we testify?
当时候圣灵向门徒们解释，或者是说启示，让他们明白怎么样来见证耶稣就是基督。
At the time, the Holy Spirit revealed to the disciples how they should testify that Jesus is Christ.
其实门徒他们在做见证的时候，都是用圣经的话语来讲给人听的。
And when the disciples were preaching, they used the words of the Bibles.
他会说，你看圣经里面这样子讲，基督他就是要活过来。
They would say that the scripture says Jesus will be resurrected.
比如说在13章的35节。
For example, in chapter 13, verse 35.
35节说，经上记着说，你必不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
35, therefore he also says in another psalm, you will not allow your Holy One to see corruption.
这个指的就是耶稣基督，这个基督要复活的意思。
This is referring to our Lord Jesus Christ, how he must resurrect.
那今天我们也是一样。
And for us today as well.
今天我们就是要借着圣经来向人见证。
We should testify through the Bible.
见证什么？
And what should we testify?
其实就是见证我们的教义。
We should testify of our teaching.
见证耶稣就是独一的真神。
Testify that Jesus is the one true God.
见证洗礼就是要奉耶稣基督的名。
Testify that water baptism must be done in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
见证要洗脚才能够与主有份。
Testify that we must go through foot washing to have a part with Jesus.
见证得到圣灵就是讲方言作为凭据。
To testify that the proof of the Holy Spirit is to speak in tongues.
就好像当时候使徒们他们用旧约的圣经来向当时候的人证明耶稣就是基督。
Just like how the disciples used the scriptures to prove to the people that Jesus is Christ.
今天我们也要用圣经，这整本的圣经，向人证明这些得救的真道。
Today we should also use this whole Bible to prove to people the truth of salvation.
它已经在圣经里面了。
It is already written in the Bible.
只是要有圣灵的带领，人才能够明白。
But we must have the guidance of the Holy Spirit in order to understand.
就好像当时候使徒他们得到圣灵的带领，明白了，他们就去传。
Just like how the disciples at the time had the guidance of the Holy Spirit and they understood and were able to preach.
那今天我们明白，不是因为我们比别人聪明。
But today we understand not because we are smarter than others.
乃是因为圣灵的恩典，圣灵拣选，让我们先明白了。
But because of the grace of the Holy Spirit and because we were chosen,
让我们来传
so that we are able to preach.
好，那我保罗他就第一次的传教是到加拉太，那第二次他又想要出去的时候， 这一次他就跟希拉一起出去。
So the first time Paul went to Galatia, and for his second missionary journey, he went with Silas.
那第二次他跟希拉出去的时候，他先回到了加拉太的各教会，从十六章这边，他就先回到了加拉太各教会去兼顾他们。
And well, for his second missionary journey, Paul first returned to all the churches of Galatia.
然后之后他想要继续往更远的地方去传福音。
And he wanted to go further to preach the gospel.
但是在这里他就我们来看第十六章的第六节。
And let us read chapter 16, verse 6.
圣灵既然禁止他们在亚西亚讲道，他们就经过弗吕加、加拉太一带地方。
Now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia.
第七节。
Verse 7.
到了美西亚的边界，他们想要往比推尼去，耶稣的灵却不许。
After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them.
第八节。
Verse 8.
他们就越过美西亚，下到特罗亚去。
So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas.
第九节。
Verse 9.
在夜间有异象现于保罗，有一个马其顿人站着求他说，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。
And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us.
第十节。
Verse 10.
保罗既看见这异象，我们随即想要往马其顿去，以为神召我们传福音给那里的人听。
Now after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them.
所以在这段经节文当中，我们可以看到说保罗跟他的同伴希拉，他们有做福音的一些计划，他们想要去哪里传福音。
So in this passage, we can see that Paul and Silas had plans for where they wanted to preach.
但是在这过程当中，他们得到了圣灵的启示，顺服圣灵的带领，到圣灵要他们去的地方来传福音。
But throughout the process, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit, and they submitted to it, and they went to the place that the Lord had called them.
那你如果看中文，尤其是这一段我们刚刚所读到的这一段，它有三个对神的称呼。
And in this passage, especially in the Chinese version, there were three names towards God.
第一就是圣灵，第六节讲说圣灵禁止他们在这个地方，禁止他们往哪里去传。
So the first was in verse 6 that the Holy Spirit forbid them.
那到第七节他说，英文是说 Spirit， 但是你如果看小字是说 Spirit of Jesus， 是耶稣的灵。
And in verse 7 it says the Spirit of Jesus.
那第十节保罗说神召我们往哪里去传福音。
And in verse 10, it says that the Lord had called us.
所以对《使徒行传》的作者来说，神、圣灵、耶稣的灵，其实他们就是一样的。
To the author of Acts, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, and the Lord are all the same.
圣灵禁止，耶稣的灵叫他们去，然后原来是神叫我去。在一段里面用三个不一样的称呼，但是称呼同一位神。
So in the passage, it says the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, and the Lord, but they are all referring to the same God.
好，那我们来看到，就是说，他会到去到马其顿，是因为圣灵叫他们去的，神叫他们去的。
And they went to Macedonia because the Lord had called them.
所以他们就顺服神的圣灵的指示，他们就到了马其顿。
So they submitted to the instructions of the Holy Spirit and went to Macedonia.
那我们今天转的腓立比就是马其顿的第一个城。
And Philippi is the first city of Macedonia.
我们看十二节。
Let us look at verse 12.
从那里来到腓立比，就是马其顿这一方的头一个城， 也是罗马的住房城，我们在这城里住了几天。
12, and from there to Philippi, which is the former city of that part of Macedonia, a colony, and we were staying in that city for some days.
13节。
13.
当安息日，我们出城门，到了河边，直到那里有一个祷告的地方，我们就坐下对那聚会的妇女讲道。
And on the Sabbath day, we went out of the city to the riverside where prayer was customarily made, and we sat down there and spoke to the woman who met there.
14节。
14.
有一个卖紫色布匹的妇人，名叫吕迪亚，是推雅推拉城的人，素来敬拜神。她听见了，主就开导她的心，叫她留心听保罗所讲的话。
Now a certain woman named Lydia heard us. She was a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira who worshipped God. The Lord opened her heart to heed the things spoken by Paul.
15节。
15.
她和她一家既领了洗，便求我们说，你们若以为我是真信主的，请到我家里来住。于是强留我们。
And when she and her household were baptized, she begged us, saying, If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay. So she persuaded us.
保罗跟希拉他们出门的时候，他们没有想说要去马其顿的。
When Paul and Silas left for their missionary trip, they did not think to go to Macedonia.
他们有他们想要走的路程，可能到这边去，他们要向谁传福音？有甚至有认识的人在那边，可能都已经打听好了。
They had a plan set out before them, and they might have known some other people in their plan.
但是圣灵就叫他们去马其顿，他们就勇敢的就去了。
But the Holy Spirit called them to Macedonia, so they went.
来到这个地方，他也，你，我在想啊，就是保罗他们就在想说。我到底要向谁传福音呢？
They came to this place, and I'm thinking that they probably were wondering who they should preach to.
你看他怎么传？
And how did they preach?
他们先打听。
They first looked for a place.
就是说，他们打听哈，打听说，在这个地方有谁是敬畏神的？
They tried to find who were people that feared God.
比如说，他们以前到一个地方。有会堂，就是犹太人的会堂，他们就知道这里的人有人敬拜神，他就去那边去跟他们讲，基督就是耶稣，你们等的基督就是耶稣。
For example, in the past, they would look for synagogues and they would go and preach to the Jews and tell them that the Messiah you're looking for is Jesus.
You're waiting for.
Waiting for.
好，那在这里可能没有会堂，但是他听打听到了，有些人在安息日。在河边有在那边聚集在一起祷告。
And here there may not be any synagogues, but they found that on the Sabbath day there were people by the riverside where prayer was customarily made.
好像我们要多一点人成立教会，少一点人叫做什么祈祷所。
Just like how for us, if we have more people, we have a church, but if we have less, there is a prayer house.
他先找到一些敬拜神的人，然后就去那边跟他们一起聚会，去那边把道理讲解得更加完整给他们听。
They first found people that were worshiping God, and they found them and explained the truth to them.
那他在那边，神就跟他同工了。
And because they were there, God worked with them.
你看到。他讲到神打开这个在听到人的心。
When they were preaching the gospel, God opened the hearts of those who were listening.
所以说这个吕迪亚，你看第十四节，神打开他的心，他就留心去听保罗所讲的话。
In verse 14, it says that the Lord opened Lydia's heart, so she heeded the words spoken by Paul.
保罗这个道理可能重复了好多次啊。
Perhaps Paul has repeated his preaching for a lot for many times.
以前有一个神学生啊，他到开拓区去工作，他就说，我感觉我们好像那个叫什么 preaching machine 啊，我们是一个留声机啊，就是一个一直在重复一样的讯息。So、我们到一个地方就是讲十大教义，到下一个地方再讲一次。
Previously, there was a TTP student that preached at pioneering areas, and he said that he felt like a preaching machine, and he would repeat the 10 basic beliefs everywhere.
我看保罗他到哪里去也是讲一样的，就是讲耶稣是基督啊，基督要受死啊，圣经解在哪里，然后死后要复活。
Wherever Paul went, he also preached the same thing that Jesus is Christ and that he must suffer and resurrect.
那有些人听，有些人不听。
Some people will listen and some will not.
那这里这个人听，为什么？因为神特别开导他的心。
Here, this person listened because God opened up her heart.
当然，这个有神的工作，但是也是因为他本来这个吕迪亚在十四节说，他素来就是敬拜神的人。
Of course, this has God's work in it, but also because Lydia here says that she has always worshipped God.
所以我们今天传福音。
So for us, when we preach the word today,
我们要跟谁传？
Who should we preach to?
我们，你看，温哥华这么多人，你在这边你要跟谁传？
There are so many people in Vancouver. Who should we preach to?
其实如果你看保罗他传福音的一个方向，你就去跟那些素来敬拜神的人去传。
Looking at the direction of how Paul preached, we should preach to the people that worship God.
哦，可能是别的基督教会的。
Perhaps they may be Christians of another denomination.
他们对圣经本身就有一个追求。
They already have a pursuit towards the Bible.
好，那我们就把我们从圣灵所领受到的宝贵的道理跟他分享。
And we can share the truth that we have received from the Bible with them.
有些人他圣经看了一辈子，信主信了一辈子。
Some people have believed in God their whole life and read the Bible their whole life.
但是他都不知道安息日原来是星期六。
But they do not realize that the Sabbath day is actually on Saturday.
啊，所以你跟他分享安息日是星期六，你用圣经，他的圣经给他看，他看一看，哎，真的，安息日是礼拜六。
So if you explain to them using the Bible that they also read, then they will realize that the Sabbath day is Saturday.
好，那你用圣经翻给他看，他的圣经，你当然你要记得这些经文就是了。你叫他自己翻，叫他翻，哎，真的，哎，这个洗礼要奉耶稣的名啊，不是父子圣灵的名啊。
And if you use their Bible and flip to the Bible verses and show them that it, for water baptism we must be baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，圣灵，请看他们得到圣灵就是讲方言。
And you can prove to them that when they receive the Holy Spirit, they speak in tongue.
所以保罗就是特别去找那些对圣经已经有基础的人。
So Paul went and found those that already had a foundation in the scriptures.
尤其是这些素来敬拜神的人，你更要把福音带给他。
Especially those that worship God, we should preach the gospel to them.
哦，那如果他是诚心敬拜神的
，If they really truly worship God,
那神就会开导他的心。
Then God will open up their hearts.
他就会专心的去听这个得救的话。
And they would able to focus and listen to the word of salvation.
就好像保罗他一讲，他就很认真的去听啊，原来基督已经来了，基督就是耶稣。
Just like how when Paul preached, Lydia opened her heart and she realized that Jesus is Christ.
那今天也是一样，你把我们的就是把简我们的基本教义跟人传的时候。
Similarly, today, when we are preaching our basic beliefs,
原来我信了一辈子，但是我圣经读了那么多遍，但是都怎么没有看到原来洗礼要怎么低下头？
They will realize that I have believed and read the Bible all my life, but I never realized that when we receive baptism, we must bow our heads.
如果他是素来敬拜神的，
if they truly worship God,
那圣灵就会在，就会神就会开导他的心。你一讲。他就会把他听进去。
Then the Holy Spirit will open their hearts, and when you speak, they will listen.
哦，就好像在这里的吕迪亚一家。
Just like how Lydia's household was also like this.
哦，那除了吕迪亚一家，我们知道在这里还有另外一家信主，就是禁足的一家。
And apart from Lydia's household, there's also the Philippian jailer.
啊，这是从第二十五节到第三十四节所记载的。
And this is recorded in verse 25 to 34.
哦，时间关系，我们没有办法 比较详细的去讲解。
Because of time, we cannot go in detail about this.
但是重点就是说，神知道他的羊在哪里。
But the key is that our God knows where His sheep are.
所以说，传福音的人，他就是传，他碰到谁就是传。
So for us who are preaching, no matter who we encounter, we should just preach.
保罗当然他们有他们的计划，他们去找那些比较平常敬拜神的人，先向他们传。
Of course, Paul had his plans, and they would go and find people that worship God.
每天在路上可能也是传福音。
Every day on the road, they would preach.
到了，被抓了，到监牢里面去，还是在那边传福音。
When they were captured and put in prison, they were still preaching.
那有一个很特别的地方，就是我们看第二十五节。
And there is something very special. Let us read verse 25.
约在半夜，保罗和希拉祷告、唱诗、赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳而听。
But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them.
保罗跟希拉被传福音，传福音，结果被关起来。
Paul and Silas were preaching, but they were thrown into prison.
他们没有埋怨呢。哎呀，我做神的工，为什么神让我关起来？难道神不跟我同在了吗？
They did not complain against God, nor question God about whether or not He was with them.
好，他们随遇而安，反正就是圣灵带领，到哪里去都好，到监牢也没关系。他们就在这边怎么样？唱诗、祷告、赞美神，代表说他们是心里是喜乐的。这个是一个喜乐的心在传福音呢。
They were okay with wherever the Spirit guided them, even in prison, and they were praying and singing hymns, showing that they were joyful in their hearts.
这就是有圣灵带领的一个非常大的好处。你不管遇到什么样子的一个境况，你总是用一个喜乐、赞美、祷告来面对。
This is a big benefit of having the guidance of the Holy Spirit in that wherever situation you are in, you always have a joyful heart.
结果圣灵工作，地大震动，把这个禁足震醒了。
And the Holy Spirit worked, and there was a great earthquake.
不止从睡梦中醒悟过来，甚至人生都醒悟过来，他就问保罗一个很重要的问题，第三十节说：“二位先生，我当怎样行才能得救？”
And the keeper of the prison was awakened from his sleep and also in his life. And in verse 30, he asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?"
这是一个很重要的问题，但是不是每个人都在问。很多人他的灵性是睡着的。
This is a very important question, but not everyone asks of it because a lot of people are asleep spiritually. 但这个
神的能力一摇动啊，他不只是肉体醒过来，他属灵的灵性也醒过来了。要怎么样？我要得救，要怎么样才能得救？
But when the Spirit shook the earth, not only did this person wake up physically, but he also woke up spiritually.
保罗都还没有开始跟他传福音，他就自己在问了：我要怎么能够得救啊？
Paul had not even started preaching to him yet, but he already asked, "What must I do to be saved?"
那既然他问了，保罗就讲了。
And since he asked, Paul preached.
三十一节。
In verse 31.
当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household.
所以我们准备好。
So we must be ready.
无论得时不得时。
No matter whether it's in season or not in season.
可能。就突然间有一个人来问你，我怎么来能够得救
？Perhaps there will suddenly be a person that comes up to you and asks you, "What must I do to be saved?"
你有没有准备好跟他传呢
？Are you ready to preach to them？
圣灵的工作就是这样子。
The work of the Holy Spirit works in this way.
什么时候给你机会，你都想不到。
You will never expect when you will have the opportunity.
我们圣灵在动工，我们要配合。
And when the Holy Spirit is working, we must work with it.
你至少把这个，这个道理，把它比较基本的教义把它记起来。
You should at least remember all of our basic beliefs.
那人家一问怎么得救，你说我已经准备好了，你就信耶稣啊。
So that when other people ask you, "What should I do to be saved?" you are ready.
那什么叫做信耶稣？
And you tell them to believe in Christ, and what does that mean?
三十二节。
Let us read verse 32.
32节，他们就把主的道讲给他和他全家听。
Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house.
33节。
33.
当夜就在那时候，进主把他们带去洗他们的伤，他和属乎他的人立时都受了洗。
And he took them the same hour of the night and washed his stripes, and immediately he and all his family were baptized.
这里并没有讲到说他讲到的内容是什么。
Here it doesn't record the content of how Paul preached.
首先他说信主耶稣，对不对？
First he said, believe on the Lord.
然后三十二节说把主的道讲给他的和全家听。
And in verse 32 it says they spoke the word of the Lord to him and his household.
但是你看到一个结果，就是他们就全家就受洗。
But we see the conclusion and it's that his whole family were baptized.
哦，所以他讲的道的内容绝对是有洗礼。
So the content of his gospel must have contained baptism.
就是其实就是这个人他所问的，我们要怎样行才能够得救？
And that is the answer to this person's question, what must I do to be saved?
哦，所以今天，如果有人跟你问这个问题，你就大概知道要怎么跟他传了哈。
So if anyone asks you the same question today, you should know how to preach to them.
好，那我们今天晚上分享到这边。
And our sharing concludes here.
我们来唱赞美诗。
Let us all sing hymn.
285首。
285.